Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the broadcast. We are happy to present to you and continue to do the message that we began on the three good cheers of Jesus. Oh, may I raise the question, do you know in your heart, in your soul and in your life, the three good cheers of Jesus? We quote them, first of all in Matthew 9 and verse 2, the good cheer of his pardon, when to a palsied man, lying before him upon the floor, the Lord Jesus, looking at him, said, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. The Lord Jesus forgave him the sins of his life, before he even healed his body. Let me repeat with emphasis, more important than having your body well is to have your soul saved. Well did the hymn writer say, and write it in pen, it is well with my soul. Can you, my friend, say, it is well with my soul? I know not how it may be with your body. I'm confident there are many, 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 so many, which oftentimes grieves my heart and causes me to pray to the Lord on their behalf. There are many that are suffering in body. But oh, may I raise the most important question. Can you say it is well with my soul? My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. The second good cheer that we have mentioned, we repeat again, is in John chapter 16 and verse 33. When the Lord Jesus to his disciples said, In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Ah, my beloved, let me state again. When Christ becomes your Savior, you do not face the world alone. You do not face the devil alone. You do not face the dangers of self and the flesh alone. The Lord is there to be your power. The good cheer of his power to overcome the world, to overcome the flesh, to overcome the devil. My beloved, if you've ever read the Bible, and particularly the book of the Revelation in chapters 2 and 3. In every letter written to the seven churches of Asia, seven letters in all, in every one of them the Lord Jesus pleads for his people to be overcomers, overcoming the difficulty. Now how shall we overcome? Whether it be the world, whether it be the flesh, whether it be the devil with his temptations, only through Christ. Oh, the joy of knowing. Christ liveth in me, wrote the Apostle Paul. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. My beloved, let me say very earnestly, completely and thoroughly, when Christ comes into the heart and into the life, you have the power to live a Christian life, the power to overcome the world with all of its temptations, the power to overcome the flesh with all of its weaknesses, the power to overcome the devil with all of his might. But that power is not yourself, nor myself. 'Tis Christ and him alone. And what a joy to realize that. But the Lord is another good cheer for us. Not only the good cheer of his pardon, not alone the good cheer of his power, but in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 27, the good cheer of his presence. If you've ever read that story in Matthew 14, in the life of the Lord Jesus, when on one occasion he sent his disciples across the sea to go on the other side while he went to a mountaintop, and there prayed all night with his Father. But in the middle of that night, The poor disciples were in the middle of the sea, not making any headway. The storm was great. The wind was strong. The waves were high. And they'd only got to the middle of the sea in the middle of the night. And may I be reminded with you, that Sea of Galilee was only about 5 or 6 miles across at the widest point. But to go from sunset to the other side and only to get 3 miles, beginning perhaps at sunset and then getting to 3 o'clock in the morning or so, and still only have gone 3 miles to Rome, that was a storm. But in that story we read, Jesus went to them. He saw them toiling and rowing. And from the mountaintop he walked on the sea to go to the disciples. And when they saw him, they thought it was a spirit, cried out for fear, until the Lord then spoke and said these words, "Be of good cheer, 'tis I, be not afraid." The good cheer of his presence, coming to be with them in the storm, and being with them as he walked the waves and the rough waters of that Galilean sea. My beloved, what a man, nay, what a God, both God and man, proving himself that he was very God, walking upon the waves of that sea, as though he was walking upon concrete and a solid ground. But, my friend, look who he is. I'd like to have that, and I do have, thank God, such a companion as he with me. And he comes walking across the sea, and when they see him in fear, he cries out, "Be of good cheer, 'tis I, be not afraid." My beloved, can I give you a promise which he gives himself, telling all of those that trust him as their Savior? Listen to the words from Hebrews 13, where in verse 5 and 6 we have the precious words. He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what man can do unto me." Let me repeat the opening words of the verse again, where the Lord Jesus says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." The good cheer of his presence. My beloved, when Christ is your Savior, he'll go with you through everything. Whatever it may be, whatever unpleasant circumstance might be yours and mine, and yes, even whatever failure might be ours too, he has made a promise, "I will never, never leave thee nor forsake thee." My beloved, the good cheer of his presence. What a wonderful truth, which sometimes we sing in our hymns. And a joy to know the fact that anywhere with Jesus I can safely go, anywhere he leads me in this world below. The joy of knowing he has promised, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." My beloved, can I say with deep gratitude to God himself and to my blessed Savior, the many times that may have been in deep trial and sorrow and grief and testing, the comfort of his presence has been so precious. And thank God, he's never left. My beloved, the good cheer of his presence, it makes no matter the sorrows, the grief, the waves and billows of trouble. Like Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus on that occasion. Is it not a joy to know that you and I can walk with him, and he walks with us? Well, did the poet say, "Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go, anywhere he leads me in this world below." May I say a word of encouragement? I know not what some of my dear beloved Christians may be going through, or what even I am going and may yet go through, please, may I say, the Lord Jesus has given to those who know him as their Savior the good cheer of his presence. What a comfort! What a joy to realize that. Wherever it is, whether it's on the sea or under the sea, whether it's on the mountain top or in the valley, wherever we might be, north and south and east and west, may I say you can never get away from his presence, and his presence will never get away from you, nor from me, when we know him in the good cheer of his pardon, the forgiveness of our sins, and he is our Savior and the power of our lives. The good cheer of his presence. What a joy to have that good cheer. Might it say, Lord, you cheer my heart. I'm glad that you're with me, no matter what may be my portion here below. And my friend, I pray earnestly that you not only know the good cheer of his pardon and the forgiveness of sins, but also the good cheer of his power, enabling you to live a Christian life, but also being reminded, whatever sorrow, whatever grief, whatever trial, whatever testing, whatever trouble, whatever waves and billows of experience may be yours in the storms of life, the Lord Jesus says, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. May the Lord bless his word to the hearts and to the consciences and to the lives of all of us who hear it today. Blessed Father, we want to thank thee for the three good cheers of Jesus. The good cheer of his pardon, the good cheer of his power, and now today the good cheer of his presence. Oh, Lord Jesus, make thy presence more real to us. And whatever the storms of life may hold for us, Lord, may we continue to sing, anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. The Lord has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man can do unto me. Bless thy word to saint and sinner, we ask, in Jesus' name for his glory. Amen.